Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host Laser Brody. Today, you're going to learn how to appreciate yourself. We learn about ourselves by observing other creatures. Hashem's creations are naturally grateful. They don't complain, and if harmed, they react instinctively, but they're never malicious on purpose. We might object and claim, well, that's no big deal. The animals and other creations, they don't have free choice. They're programmed to be grateful. Well, we just admitted that our free choice is whether to be grateful or not, or whether to be satisfied with our lot in life or not. Our sages, they appreciated all of Hashem's creations, especially the animals. King Solomon sent us to learn how to be industrious from an ant. And Isaiah the prophet, he sent us to learn gratitude from an ox and a donkey. King David, who knew both the language and the songs of all of creation, teaches us how to focus on our good points by looking at life the way a deer does. A deer could have major complaints if he so chose. He could have said, Hashem, why did you make me the prey of all the carnivores? The lions and the wolves, they chase me all the time. Hashem, why didn't you give me sharp teeth and razor-like fangs so I could fight and defend myself? And Hashem, why did you give me such a gentle nature when my adversaries, they're so leathery tough? Well, the list of what could be the deer's complaints, they go on and on. But a deer looks at life through a deer's eyes. And if a deer, he would have chosen the path of complaining and focusing on its apparent deficiencies, it would be a miserable creature. But the deer is not miserable. It's a creature of stunning elegance and beauty and grace, and it's highly spiritual as well. King David was so inspired by a deer that he composed Psalm 42 after he heard a thirsty deer praising Hashem when he found water. The deer, as thirsty as it was, would not even drink until it thanked Hashem. King David thought, I should yearn for Hashem like that deer does. Let's look at life for a moment through the eyes of a deer. We know what the deer is thinking by the way it sings to Hashem. We can see that in Perek Shira, in the Song of the Deer. The deer says, and I shall sing of your might, and I shall rejoice of your kindness in the morning. For you were a fortress for me and a refuge on the day of my oppression. That's in Psalm 59, verse 17. Rather than complaining that once again the lions and the wolves and the tigers, they're all trying to devour it, the deer simply thanks Hashem for saving its life. The deer doesn't take credit for its own wonderful qualities, such as its swiftness of foot and its ability to disappear deep in the forest when the predators can't find it. When the deer lives to see a new sunrise, it merely thanks Hashem for another day on earth, because with all the wild beasts around, it doesn't take another day of life for granted. The deer has no bitterness and no complaints, because when you look at life from a deer's eyes, all you see is Hashem. The deer's gentle qualities are what makes it so beautiful. It's not only swift, but immensely graceful as well. It's family-oriented. The deer never loses its temper. The fact that it lacks fangs and sharp teeth are assets, not liabilities. A killer deer would not be a deer. In addition to its wonderful nature, the deer chews its cud and has split hoofs, making it a kosher animal. As a herbivore, it lives a good life and it can find its food virtually anywhere. So once we look at life through the eyes of a deer, we can thank Hashem for creating us the way he did. We don't lament the attributes we lack, for if Hashem didn't grant them to us, it means that we don't need them to fulfill our mission on earth. We focus on our good points and we thank Hashem profusely for them. The moment we accept ourselves just the way we are, we suddenly open the gates to inner peace and gratification. That doesn't mean that we don't strive to improve. It simply means that we're happy being a deer and not a wolf. Imagine that a deer wanted to be a wolf. Yeah, you bet, it would be pretty miserable. Not only that, but it would be a double loser. It would never succeed in being a wolf, and it wouldn't be doing its job as a deer. That's our lesson in life. We have to be ourselves, to appreciate ourselves, and not try and imitate a single person on earth. We can never be that other person because he has or she has their own divine-granted attributes. And meanwhile, let's be ourselves. Let's cultivate the gifts that Hashem gave us. So King Solomon says, my beloved resembles the deer. That's in Song of Songs, the second chapter, verse 9. So when you're yourself, and you behave like yourself, and you appreciate yourself, and you cultivate yourself, your own special qualities, and you thank Hashem for them, it means that you're the loveliest person on earth. You're Hashem's beloved. Don't ever forget that, cherished friends, and God bless you always.